Philly goes after the puck. They still look like they want to score again. Brink pushed off the play there by Lacombe. Now Leeson's upset. They better separate the two teams because right now there's one team that's not very happy and one team that is. And the officials jump in there and do a good job of that.
Well, it almost seems as it just kept trending in the wrong direction for the Anaheim Ducks, of course, since puck drop. The more prepared team, the Philadelphia Flyers, the team that put together longer stretches of positive play, the Philadelphia Flyers, and the team that flat out was more relentless, more hungry for the full 60 minutes. It was the Philadelphia Flyers, Steve.
All right. Hey, what we'll do, we'll get a break in right now, so then Emerson and our folks back home in Southern California can get the postgame show all started up. 6-0, the Flyers win. Anaheim will be in action tomorrow. And hopefully better results come that night of NHL hockey. Quick timeout. Back here to the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia, PA, in just a moment here on Duck Street.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort is waiting to be discovered. Sure, you might have been on It's a Small World. Who doesn't love that? But have you found your inner hero at Avengers Campus? Avengers Assemble! Or have you dropped on in to check out Tiana's Bayou Adventure? Discover your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort. Park tickets and reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for details.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop-at-nothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on Duck Stream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks hockey.
Well, the Anaheim Ducks were shut out for the first time this season on the road tonight here in Philadelphia, falling to the Flyers 6-0, the final score at Wells Fargo Center. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey. We're joined now by Emerson Edom. Emmer, the way this game unfolded, not really the way I think any of us saw this going for the Anaheim Ducks, but it seemed like the atmosphere inside the arena and everything that transpired on the ice might have got to the Ducks a little bit in this one.
Yeah, I'd say so. And you weren't expecting that, right? You anticipated this Ducks team having a solid game plan together, knowing that you have the likes of Trevor Zegras out. He's been out, of course. Troy Terry, he's out yet again. And so you knew it was going to be tough to begin with. And then you bring the storyline, of course, Cutter Gauthier, the Jamie Drysdale, that trade came to light here. We anticipated, but boy, it seemed as if the Philadelphia Flyers, they played a run and gun style. They were just relentless. They were ruthless, relentless. And so were their fan base right from puck drop. Not only typically, AD, of course, you know, these fans, they wait for the player in particular that they're targeting to touch the puck. Well, anytime Cutter Gauthier stepped foot onto the ice, including at the start of warm-ups, they started to boo. So it just proved to be too much mentally, not only for Cutter Gauthier, but the whole Ducks team. They just came out flat. And to that point, I thought two of the best players for the Anaheim Ducks was actually none other than Cutter Gauthier, along with Sam Colangelo. Sam Colangelo now stringing together back-to-back games of solid play, and you just needed more from more guys. But yeah, it was a mental game here for all involved for the Anaheim Ducks, and the Philadelphia Flyers, they just stuck to their game plan, and from puck drop, they had an agenda to set out to do, and they executed on it.
The Flyers very aggressive in this one, it seemed like. And Emerson, to your point on those two players, Gauthier and Colangelo, not surprising that they would come out and have better games with the way that the opportunity came about for Colangelo to be on that top line. And then, of course, the expectations for Cutter that I'm sure he put on himself coming into this game. So let's get into the few highlights that we have. And there are mostly Flyers goals as a part of this one, unfortunately. But starting in the first period, it was Morgan Frost who got the first goal of the game, 6:48 into it.
13:30 to go in period one. Two shots in the game. Seems like we've had about 20 shots already with the way it's played.
Well, the Philadelphia Flyers, they had a template coming into this game. And, oh, how about that dead spot opportunity on the near side by Konechny?
Yeah, one-timer delivered perfectly. And now another one towards the net. Deflected in by the first-line center, Morgan Frost, after a nice setup almost near the boards on the official scoring area, that side of the rink. Boy, that was perfectly done by Philadelphia.
And similar to that game last night in St. Louis, it was all the opposing team early in the game. A lot of shots from Philadelphia early.
Yeah, AD, four out of the Philadelphia Flyers' six total goals scored came off the rush, including that one. It was just a great drive to the net from Morgan Frost. Good anticipation, good foot movement, and he had a stick down, right place, right time to tap that one home.
Jamie Drysdale, a name that is very familiar in these parts here in SoCal, would get the next goal for the Flyers, this time on the power play, 2-0 late in the first period. And that's when things started to ramp up a little bit. A late scrum in the corner with just 39 seconds to go. Robbie Fabbri in the middle of this one, too.
Ducks out to center. Mintikoff had the puck, lost it. Now the Flyers move it in on the right wing side. They try to get it to Garnet Hathaway. Back out high, sliding off the stick is Amula. Shot, and that one stopped by Ibsen. And we're going to have a little brouhaha here. You can just sense some tension. And everybody in that scrum is throwing their arms around. And Cutter Gauthier, the victim of one punch, gets away from one pile, goes to help a teammate be separated from another. Now another Flyer hangs on to Gauthier, so you can see where the target is. Meanwhile, another scrap perhaps developing. with Scott Laughton of Philadelphia, and he has to be pulled off one of the Anaheim players down in the corner, and that was Fabbri.
Absolute melee on Broad Street.
Oh, my. Yeah, you know what? I don't have a feeling these two teams like each other tonight.
No, I can put a stamp on that, sealed and delivered, Steve. It's been back and forth, and I tell you what, who's been in the mix of everything so far for the Anaheim Ducks? It's been Mason McTavish, and he didn't like Ryan Poehling coming in there, getting that last shot at John Gibson. He once again stands up for his netminder. Good to see.
The third line, a part of that scrum there, another one would ensue not too long after that, in which Ross Johnston would be given a double minor. Emerson, it seemed like at that point in the game, obviously we knew that the emotions were going to be running high, but early in that first period, I mean, we're seeing it early in the game. Overall, what did you see there in some of that chaos?
Yeah, I didn't anticipate there not being a fight. I just I thought there would have been 2-3 fights by the way, I guess, the storyline once again that was being talked about entering the game. So I was anticipating maybe one fight per period in this game, and so the fact that there wasn't. I know there was some jabs being thrown, of course, as we just heard after the whistle, back and forth. But to the fact that there was no scrap, it's quite telling. So whether it was that play after the whistle or it was later on, Ross Johnston and Sanheim getting into it, it was that type of mentality, that gritty, old-school type of game for the full 60 minutes of play. So it did not tame down from there.
To your point, very surprising there was not a one-on-one fight in this game between two players on both sides, because it felt like that was what we were going to get, but all the players just seemed to want to be involved throughout the game. So 2-0 after the first period in favor of Philly. The Ducks needed to have a good second period start. However, they unfortunately were not able to find the back of the net in the second period and really the entire game. However, Philadelphia did. Owen Tippett, the next one, a one-timer, 16-12 into the second.
Boy, every contact here, can almost hear it up here in the booth. It's that tough. Here comes Anaheim. Colangelo, a shot. Now went wide. Look out here. Flyers on the move. Center and a shot. They score! Tippett on a great setup from the right wing wall. Picture perfect. And the Flyers get a goal to make their lead 3-0 over Anaheim.
And that was a hard one, like I said, Emerson, because it felt like if the Ducks were able to get any momentum, it was going to be in that second period.
Well, how about this? 4 assists for Travis Konecny. I mean, he was unbelievable. And that pass right there, I mean, it said so many great things about the vision of Konecny. I mean, just right in the wheelhouse, perfect entry, slows it down. Just a beautiful sauce pass, AD. You know, I call those kind of sauce pass the Lando Lakes, right? Soft like butter. That was unbelievable. Solid 35-ish foot sauce pass right in Tippett's wheelhouse. He makes no mistake. I mean, just a one-time blast. John Gibson, he had no chance on that one.
He definitely did not. And, you know, what's unfortunate is that play started with a nice chance on the other side of the ice by Sam Colangelo, just shooting it a little wide.
Yeah, and you know what? It seemed like a constant theme. Any type of break or chance, loose puck. I know Ryan Strome was trying to hunt down a puck, and if he were to have won that puck battle right around the far side red line, it would have been a 3-on-2-4, and it gets chipped back the other way, and it goes back 3-on-2, which didn't come into fruition with anything for the Philadelphia Flyers, but it's just the unlucky breaks that the Ducks got all game long.
3-0 after the second period. We moved into the final frame. A couple goals by the Flyers. And the final one of this game was Garnett Hathaway getting the sixth goal, 8:55 into the third.
Puck sent front of the net. The Flyers goaltender and up the ice. They're trying to get some more goals here. They put the puck towards the net. Through the legs of Trouba. No harm done there, but the Flyers first on the puck. Out in front, a shot. Save, rebound, score! And another one will give Philadelphia a humongous lead here near the midway point of the third period. And this one will be tough to overcome, this last little play. Look at the replay up there, and they were all over John Gibson. There wasn't much he could do about that.
So the final in Philadelphia, 6-0. Emerson, if you're the Anaheim Ducks, you've let up 12 goals in two games on this road trip. Where's your mind at?
Well, it's right now in the gutter, but it's got to be pulled out of the gutter here in a hurry, because you got the Carolina Hurricanes on a back-to-back. It's an early game here on the East Coast time as well. It's a 5 p.m. start. The rumor has it that it is Eric Staal's jersey retirement night as well. So you talk about storylines. There was a huge storyline entering tonight's game. Well, you got a huge storyline, as that was a big marquee player of that Stanley Cup winning team there in Carolina. And really, on this road trip, it's probably last in line as the team you would want to face next if there was any kind of opportunity to pick. Carolina, they're just such a well-coached team from Rod Brind'Amour. He always has them on the same page. You just, I mean, their pregame skate is just a sight to see. How flow they just move from drill to drill. I mean, quick drills, quick foot movement, quick puck passing, and this is all leading up to their games. And then come game time, they take that camaraderie, that chemistry, and they put it on display. They're a hard-working team. They make plays at an incredible rate, a lot like Travis Konecny was here tonight. It's going to be a tough test there in Carolina. Things they got to do, well, they just got to play in-your-face mentality. I think the storyline, it got too overwhelming here for who the Ducks had in terms of them needing all the guys. They needed to be fully healthy in order to have a chance here tonight regarding the circumstances. That's not the case. They will continue to be missing a few guys tomorrow, pending in unforeseen circumstance changes. But, look, this is going to be a tough test. Where you go, I just think less is more. You got to simplify things even more. I'm talking about in the defensive end, maybe some weak side rims. Try to have your weak side guy slash, get those chips through, and maybe try to come out the weak side. Neutral zones, any type of loose pucks. We saw the Ducks lose a lot of loose puck battles and foot races. Well, that's got to change. And then on the entry, I mean, just more connectivity, more middle driving. I thought some of the best plays for the Ducks when they had the middle driver, as you mentioned, Colangelo being the beneficiary among other guys on some solid kickout plays, middle drive, getting pucks in the net there. Ryan Strome with a beauty of a pass. It was a knuckle pass. The puck just didn't settle down, but it was a close and tight finish for Sam Colangelo, missing just high and wide. But look, they need to sharpen up everything in order to give themselves a chance for tomorrow's game versus Carolina.
Certainly doesn't help that Carolina was one of two teams that did not play today. So the Ducks coming in hopefully not too fatigued to Carolina tomorrow. Emerson, safe travels there. We will talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully look for a better result as well.
Yeah, hopefully we find some better luck. Appreciate it, AD, and we'll look for a better result tomorrow.
All right, and for those listening, stick around. We have a bit more planned for you on this post-game show.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bbbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Justin Timberlake. I'm bringing sexy back. The Forget Tomorrow World Tour. I can't stop the music. Live in Anaheim, Justin Timberlake. Honda Center, Saturday, January 18th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. The brand new album, Everything I Thought It Was, is available everywhere now. For more, hit up JustinTimberlake.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Welcome back to the post-game show. The Ducks falling on the road tonight to the Philadelphia Flyers by a final score of 6-0. The first time the Anaheim Ducks were shut out, not only this season, but going back to the last time they were shut out was March 26th, 2024, and that was a game at Seattle, 4-0, the final in that game. So it has been quite a long time since the Ducks were shut out. And unfortunately for this game tonight, I mean, not a whole lot of good, as Emerson and I just talked about. Kind of thinking back to that game on Thursday in St. Louis, I felt like I was sitting here saying some of the same things. That was also just overall not a good game for the Ducks. But once again tonight, Philly was the better team. They were a lot hungrier, more aggressive. The Ducks, every time they tried to break out of their zone, it felt like the Flyers were pressing on them and putting a lot of pressure on them. And the Ducks were struggling with that. And one of the biggest things from my point of view, I think, with this game, I really do think was the emotions of this one. Unfortunately, Anaheim was just not able to handle it mentally, I felt like, in this game, because that arena was loud. There was a lot of just hype coming into this game around Cutter Gauthier. And the way that Cutter came out in this game, you know, you have to respect the way that he was able to handle himself in this game. I'm sure there was a lot of words exchanged on the ice, but some of his teammates coming in to defend him at points. We saw Robbie Fabry, McTavish, his line mates doing that, even points throughout the game where Frank Vetrano he got a hit on him. Strome comes in, helps defend him. So there was a lot of that throughout this game. And looking at the penalty minutes on both sides, a lot on the Ducks side, but also a lot for the Flyers in this game, and kind of felt like a little bit old school hockey from the Flyers. We know the Broad Street Bullies, that era, just what a tough team they've always been. Philadelphia, a gritty city as well, and that's exactly what they came in with that game plan here tonight. So not a whole lot of good from the Ducks. A frustrating game to watch. They only ended with 22 shots on goal, 7 in the first, 7 in the second, 8 in the third period. It didn't even feel like they had that many chances. No really grade A chances. There was an early chance from McTavish in the first period, a nice shot, but it wasn't testing the Flyers netminder at all too much. Samuel Ayerson throughout this game. So let's get to the text line now. Daniel from Corona feels like this one may be tough to shake off on a road trip, but hoping Gudas can refocus the locker room and change the tides. We are a much better team than we've shown in the last two games, and the boys know it. Just have to remember it on the ice. I really like that message. Speaking to Radko Gudas, Philly is a place he spent a bit of time in his career. He knows that city. He knows what to expect. And he lost a tooth in this game, by the way. So talk about toughness. The Butcher losing a tooth in this one. And kind of surprising because it was only a minor on the player. Who was that? I am blanking on his name at this exact moment. Oh, that was Michkov. That happened on Matvei Michkov, the rookie. So that was in the third period there. Gudas losing his tooth, going to the penalty box. It's just one of those games where you do need the captain and you do need the leadership to step up. After letting up 12 goals in two games, not only that, but only scoring two for yourselves, not any tonight, something needs to change. And they have a short amount of time to do it. They have to turn around and play one of the best teams in the league in the Carolina Hurricanes. Balanced, as Emerson said, well-coached. Carolina is a hard place to play in. There are so many factors for the Hurricanes in their favor. Also, the rest factor. They didn't have to play today, as I mentioned. So, for the Ducks, as Emerson said, just play simple, come into it, fresh mindset. And Gudas should be a big part of that. I would like to hear that he's stepping up in the locker room, talking to the guys, or someone on that leadership group is, because they need that. They really do after a game like this. It's one of the... maybe the worst game that I've seen the Ducks play all season, probably is the worst game that we've seen the team play all season. And it's just a frustrating one. So as Daniel said, I like that we have a much better team that we've shown in the last two games. And you think back to the game against the Tampa Bay Lightning, those games against the Jets, the Oilers, like, where is that team? What happened to them? So we want to see that. Certainly it hurts not having Troy Terry with the group, because he has been the driver offensively for this team, but they have to find a way to adjust without him on this trip so far. Not sure if he's going to be available on this trip or if he's going to be staying back in SoCal. We'll have to see how that goes, and we'll keep you guys updated for those listening. And like I said, just hopefully a better fresh start tomorrow. Another text here, read from Buena Park. This was probably the Ducks' worst game of the season. No, taking the words out of my mouth. Really feeling really bad for Gibby, as the team was very tentative tonight. They just haven't looked the same since Troy Terry's absence. There it is. There has been considerable drop in the club's play, and no one has stepped up offensively. And then some troubling trends. All right, here we go. Number one, slow starts. Fourth time in six games, the Ducks have started down 2-0. Too much chasing. Where is the Ducks' compete level to start games, especially in an emotionally charged one like this? We're going to pause that text. That's something I was thinking about early in this game as Emerson and I were talking about going through those highlights. They were getting outshot early. They had no jump in their step. It took them a while to settle in. That was the same with that Calgary game. That was the same with the St. Louis game. I mean, we could keep going back. But yeah, where is the compete level to start a game? That's a head scratcher for me. What is going on that this team has not been able to start the games like they've been able to finish games? That needs to change for sure. Okay, Red's second point. Shot volume, six straight game. The Ducks have had less than 30 shots on goal. Philly had the worst save percentage in the NHL at 87.7%. So only 22 shots tonight was very disappointing. They just didn't generate pucks to the net nor get to the middle of the ice to look dangerous. And I think a lot of that was because of the pressure that the Flyers were putting on all game long. Not only when the Ducks were on the short amount of time that they had on the power play, the Flyers PK looked good on them, but they could not get out of their own zone at points. They couldn't carry the puck through the neutral zone. There was so much pressure from Philly in this game. And to talk to the point of only 22 shots tonight, you go back to last game in St. Louis, only 23 shots in that game. The Calgary game, 28 shots. So just in these three games most recently, not counting that, not going to look back to that win against Tampa Bay, but the team needs to get more shots on goal. This was something they struggled with early in the season. And then it became a thing of, okay, well, they weren't scoring, but they were getting the shot volume that was increasing. But now it's like, we're going back to that. And it has to change. Simple enough. It has to change. They have to get more pucks to the net. They have to be quicker with their breakouts, find their way around the pressure. I mean, they didn't really deal with it very well tonight, and obviously went in the Flyers' favor. So just a couple thoughts on this game. We'll have one final segment of this post-game show. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from...
And some songs you might not expect.
Then, from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder
Road. The music, the stories, the Garth Channel. Search the Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play the Garth Channel.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light Station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24/7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond, from live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove Station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Between live hockey and sports talk, you listen to a lot of audio. We're here to let you know about TuneIn, the app that brings all of your favorite audio together. So whether you're listening to Duck Stream for live hockey action,
a drive score!
Breaking news from the sources you trust.
I think Marcus overreacting to
this. Music for whatever mood you're in, or anything in between, TuneIn is the app that you need. Plus, because it's available on all your devices, you can take it anywhere. So check it out. Grab TuneIn on your computer or on your mobile device. Hear your world with TuneIn.
And we're back to wrap up this post-game show. Ducks at Flyers, a game that the team is going to want to certainly look past. And I said that on Thursday, and I'm saying it again once again tonight. Unfortunately, it's just the way it goes. I mean, for this team tonight, there's not a whole lot to say about the performance that we just saw on the ice. And we can go through some of the stats just to give you an idea of what it looked like on paper in this game. The Flyers, 30 shots on goal, 22 for the Anaheim Ducks. They did win in the faceoff circle, 52.4%. And early in the game, one thing that did catch my eye that I like because it was an improvement from a young player. Leo Carlson, 4-1 in faceoffs, 80% after the first period. So while it's a very minor detail, one of Leo Carlson's goals this season was to be better in the faceoff circle. So that was a good sign. Unfortunately, ended the night under 50%, but that's just the way it goes sometimes. So we'll keep going along. 31 hits. So over 20, if you were listening into the pregame show, ended up being a very physical game. 31 hits for the Ducks, 29 for the Flyers, 19 blocked shots for Anaheim. And they had to block a lot of chances in this game tonight. 19 of them in this case, 12 for the Flyers, 10 giveaways by Anaheim. So those are just some of your stats for this game tonight on how it unfolded. Now, one of the things that did stand out, and I mentioned it earlier in this post-game show, Jamie Drysdale's goal. Now, he was with, of course, this Anaheim Ducks organization, very beloved here, and this is only a couple times now that he's gotten to see the Ducks on the other side of the ice, see some of his old friends. But it was a bit funny to see him get in the middle of some of the scrums, and in particular the one in the corner where Vetrano came in hot and ended up pulling Jamie, and they kind of went at it a little bit. But that's just what happens. You step on the ice, you're not friends anymore, and that's what we saw in that case. But overall, not good numbers when you look at the rest of the Ducks' stats in this one. A lot of minuses for a lot of the players tonight. Drew Helison was the only player in the Ducks lineup that was not on the ice for a goal. And he had a lot of ice time, too. 20 shifts, 16, 28. So kind of surprising that he wasn't for one of the goals, but maybe a good thing for him in that sense. The Ducks PK did allow two power play goals in this game, which is also unfortunate because the penalty kill has been a lot sharper as of late. So you can't have those happen. And for John Gibson, if you're John Gibson, you're a bit frustrated. Not a bit. You are frustrated after this one. You know, there were some of those goals that it seemed like he really wanted back. But maybe a little bit of fatigue too. I mean, this is a long road trip for this team. So I am a bit worried going into the game tomorrow. There are a lot of things that need to change, as Emerson and I were talking about, and they don't have a lot of time to change them. So hopefully, like we've talked about, Radko Gudas and the leadership in the locker room, or someone in the locker room, can step up, get this team going. Maybe it's the coaching staff. They need a voice right now, and it has to come before tomorrow, because if they come out like they have the last couple games against Carolina, they will get eaten alive, because the Hurricanes, like I said, very, very good team. And we don't want to see that result tomorrow. We want to see the Ducks have a better effort and get a better 60 minutes on the ice, because games like this, you know, you feel like you're trending in the right direction. You end 2024 on such a high note with some of those wins. You start the new year, and, you know, there's that exciting overtime win over the Jets, a close game, close loss to Edmonton. Then you get another win against Tampa. So things, you know, you're still riding a little bit of that emotional high. But these last two games on this road trip, I don't know what it is, but it's felt like a different team. I shouldn't say I don't know what it is. Losing Troy Terry, big part of it. But we have to see that next man up mentality. And I props to Sam Colangelo, because he's come in and he's been good, and he's taking advantage of this opportunity. But this team needs to regroup and just do a lot of things before tomorrow, as we've said. So you can join us tomorrow, 2 o'clock game, 1:30 Pacific time, pregame show for you. And if you want to stick around, and I don't blame you if you don't want to listen to this replay of the Ducks and Flyers tonight, you can on the other side of the commercial break. Otherwise, we will see you tomorrow, 1:30. Final score here tonight, 6-0 in favor of the Philadelphia Flyers. Thank you for tuning in for the postgame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio. Try to keep up.
It's Garth. From the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn. From top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk, it's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 KISS FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Not Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.
We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Snoop Dogg!
Or 98.1
The Breeze.
And every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy Station.
Gotcha.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to Duck Stream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on Duckstream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.